Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection, where we keep you updated on everything agriculture-related from Washington, D.C. to Buckeye Road. In federal news, the House has released an extremely long-awaited farm bill. The last farm bill expired in 2023, and finally, on February 13th, the House Ag Committee provided an early Valentine's Day present with the release of the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026, a modernized five-year farm bill that provides resources for critical agriculture programs through fiscal year 2031. The bill is broken down into 12 titles, including commodities, conservation, trade, nutrition, credit, rural development, research and extension, forestry, energy, horticulture and regulatory reform, crop insurance, and miscellaneous, which addresses livestock health, meat processing, foreign farmland transparency, and clarifies that states cannot impose production standards on livestock raised for interstate commerce. The bill will now head to the full House for consideration. The USDA has released their latest cattle inventory report for January, which showed a slight decrease in inventory still as we begin 2026. Arizona numbers are currently holding at 90% of inventory for cattle on feed compared to 2025. While nationwide cattle and calves on feed are at a 75-year low, the decline is much smaller than previous years, providing some hope for growth in the future. The USDA has also completed a sterile fly dispersal facility at Moore Air Base in Edinburg, Texas. This will increase the USDA's ability to disperse sterile flies along the U.S.-Mexico border to prevent northward movement of New World screwworm. So far, New World screwworm has not been detected in the United States, but has been detected in the North Mexican states of Tamaulipas and Nuevo León. A dedicated sterile fly production facility is also planned at the Moore Air Base location in Texas, with an open date of spring 2026. In Arizona news, the House and Senate committees have been busy working on key bills impacting rural and agriculturalists. HB 2197 modifies unlawful camping by prohibiting a person from camping within a quarter mile of a natural waterhole or man-made watering facility that contains water if the camping denies wildlife or domestic stock access. This bill has passed. HB 2787 also passed. This bill prohibits Arizona, its agencies, political subdivisions, and their employees acting in an official capacity from using personnel or financial resources to enforce, administer, or cooperate with the Mexican Wolf Reintroduction Program under the Federal Endangered Species Act. In conjunction with this bill, HCM 2006 passed as well, urging the U.S. President, Congress, and federal land and wildlife agencies to reform the Endangered Species Act of 1973 and the Migratory Bird Conservation Act to reduce regulatory burdens on ranchers, recognize long-standing agricultural practices, and support rural communities. HB 2150 sees that the state land department is continued for four more years to July 1st of 2030. This bill also passed. The Senate Natural Resources Committee passed SB 1519, which aims to increase the maximum unladen weight for all-terrain vehicles and off-highway vehicles to 3,500 pounds from 2,500. The full House also voted to send HB 2155, the continuation of the Arizona Beef Council, to the Senate. If you're looking for grants, great news. The Arizona Department of Agriculture has opened the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program with applications open until Friday, March 6th. Head to our website for a link to application and more information. Whew, that's a wrap for this week's Ag Report. Legislature keeps moving along, and we will keep you updated on those priority bills impacting our rural communities. Be sure to tune in next week to hear about Careers in Agriculture series with Agriculture Lending. It's not all math. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.